Thank you, Father, for your love and care and protection down the years. Thank you that you never leave us, you never forsake us. Rather, you still long to love and cherish us, whoever we are, wherever we live, and whatever our circumstances. We realise, dear Saviour, with the divine perception which only you can give us, that the core of our being is like a radio receiver. And all the time we take in messages of hope and love and cheer and beauty, so long will we remain young in mind and heart, because we remain young in spirit. Not that there is anything wrong with our growing older, because in spirit we seem to be as young as every new day lived in you and for you. May the reception of our hearts to your grace be decreasingly affected by the occasionally emotional storm and by adverse conditions in our personal environment. May the power lines to you never go down. May our spirits never be covered with the snow of pessimism or the ice of cynicism, for only then shall we grow old. And these sacred favours we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour and friend. Amen. Hello, dear friend, this is Keith Nolan. Thank you for choosing to tune in to this brief meditation on growing old gracefully. Some time ago, I came across a useful poem concerning those of us who are no longer young in years. I've been unable to trace who wrote it, so with thanks to our anonymous writer, let's share these wise words together. Lord, keep me sweet when I grow old, and things in life seem hard to bear, when I feel sad and all alone, and people do not seem to care. Oh, keep me sweet when time has caused this body, which was once so strong, to droop beneath its load of years, and suffering and pain have come. And keep me sweet when I have grown to worry so at din and noise, and help me smile the while I watch the noisy play of girls and boys. Help me remember how that I, when I was younger than today, and full of life and health and joy, would romp and shout in happy play. Help me to train my heart each day, that it will only sweetness hold. And as the days and years roll on, may I keep sweet as I grow old. Oh, keep me sweet, and let me look beyond the frets that life must hold, to see the glad, eternal joys. Yes, keep me sweet in growing old. My dear friend, you are of immeasurable value to the Lord. He loves you with an everlasting love. Do you know you, and especially the real you, the inner soul and spirit, the everlasting, ever-living part of you, you are one of the most marvellous pieces of mechanism ever put together, and far more complicated and wonderful than any item of machinery ever invented by the cleverest of men or women. You have such amazing faculties, and always have had, and all of them work silently. Judgment, the result of many years' practice, continues to work without the slightest noise. Memory, without a sound, unpacks its treasures day by day. Conscience continues to work quietly and smoothly. Within the soul, all can be peace and contentment. All we need to do is live with a pure heart, and then trustingly place those cares we can do nothing about in the Lord's wide lap and leave them there. In the soul is all quiet. No one can get at the real you unless you let them. And if things appear to be going wrong, our Saviour can make every necessary adjustment, both within you and in your outward circumstances. and even when it's time for us to move into the larger life beyond this one, the built-in power of the human soul is so mighty, so wonderful, that it lays aside the body like an old suit of clothes, turning its back with gratitude on even the most dedicated medical skill as no longer necessary. How wonderful, how superior the soul is to all material things. No fire can absorb it, no water can drown it, no power on earth can break it, no wall can hold back its glorious journey to another world. And all the time we are here in this earthly part of God's kingdom we have grown so used to, we continue, if we will, to enjoy marvellous opportunities for happiness on even the slightest occasion. And, thank God, we still have the capacity to appreciate and even treasure every good moment. We may still have the joy of friends. There are books to read and paintings to contemplate and wholesome music to absorb. There are clouds and flowers and thousands more blessings all around us, sights and sounds and pleasing things to smell and taste and touch. And we can still bless those who come within the orbit of our experience. Wonderful. But of course we can never experience the fullness of the soul's capacity for unutterable joy in this world. How much we have to look forward to in the world beyond. To be united with loved ones and friends who may have moved on many years before as we count time. Then there will be opportunities of friendship with those we've not yet met. And I'm sure the trees and flowers are sweeter and even more magnificent there. Our blessed Lord Jesus is wonderful to us now and well beloved. But there, how much more splendid will be our appreciation of him there. As we remember, as we have done many times before, how he willingly suffered death on the cross to prove his everlasting love for humankind, we shall be reminded yet again of the amazing value of each soul. Finally, perhaps in the golden sunset of your own life, you need to turn to the Heavenly Father you once loved with all your heart and soul. If so, there's no better time than now. As the Lord told his people through the prophet Hosea in his 14th chapter, and I paraphrase, "You may be down, but you're not out. Prepare your confession and come back. I will heal your waywardness. I will love you lavishly. I'll give you a fresh start. You will burst into bloom like a springtime crocus. There's still time to put down roots. You can become splendid. Those who live by me are blessed by me. You can prosper like golden grain. What a testimony you may yet enjoy. From now on, I will be your satisfaction. Everything you need is to be found in me." And the Lord goes on to say, "Make sure you understand all this, both inside and out. My path alone will get you to where you want to be. Those who live right find the way easy. Those who don't will always be tripping over themselves." What splendid promises. What a wonderful Saviour. Let us briefly pray together. Father, may we never again trip over ourselves. Instead, we desire earnestly to live in loving fellowship with you and with all who come within the orbit of our daily life. Make us strong to do right, gentle with the weak, and kind to all who are in sorrow, that we may be like you, our dear Lord and Master. Amen. And now goodbye, dear friend, and may you be deaf to slander that is told. Silent your tongue to all that is unkind. May only thought that bless dwell in your mind. And may you thoughtful be and full of cheer. And all you meet may feel Christ's presence near. May you be clothed in beauty. This I pray, may you reveal the Saviour through each day. God bless you.